From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in Hebrews chapter 11 as he brings the next portion of a message called A Great Cloud of Witnesses. Although Dr. Cairns has actually finished his exposition of Hebrews 11, the spirit of the passage carries over into chapter 12. The imagery is that of a great sporting event, such as the Olympics, in which the saints in heaven are characterized as a great cloud of witnesses. The connotation is of a group who serve as spectators to a race and who cheer for those who compete. From this text in verses 1 and 2, we'll see that believers are called to run a race for God. This is the nature of our calling, and the thought of those heavenly witnesses ought to inspire us to run our best so that we may obtain what Paul spoke of as the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Such a race involves considerable cost to the runner, for it demands the utmost exertion and commitment. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 1. The Sweet Psalmist of Israel. Among all the saints whose lives are recorded in Holy Writ, David possesses an experience of the most striking, varied, and instructive character. In his history, we meet with trials and temptations not to be discovered as a whole in other saints of ancient times, and hence he is all the more suggestive a type of our Lord. David knew the trials of all ranks and conditions of men. Kings have their troubles, and David wore a crown. The peasant has his cares, and David handled the shepherd's crook. The wanderer has many hardships, and David abode in the caves of En-Gedi. The captain has his difficulties, and David found the sons of Zeruiah too hard for him. The psalmist was also tried in his friends. His counselor Ahithophel forsook him. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. His worst foes were they of his own household. His children were his greatest affliction. The temptations of poverty and wealth, of honor and reproach, of health and weakness, all tried their power upon him. He had temptations from without to disturb his peace, and from within to mar his joy. David no sooner escaped from one trial than he fell into another. No sooner emerged from one season of despondency and alarm than he was again brought into the lowest depths, and all God's waves and billows rolled over him. It is probably from this cause that David's psalms are so universally the delight of experienced Christians. Whatever our frame of mind, whether ecstasy or depression, David has exactly described our emotions. He was an able master of the human heart. Because he had been tutored in the best of all schools, the school of heartfelt, personal experience. As we are instructed in the same school, as we grow matured in grace and in years, we increasingly appreciate David's psalms and find them to be green pastures. My soul, let David's experience cheer and counsel thee this day.
Immortal, invisible, God only.
Invisible God, only once, in thy sight.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Thank you. course is a prescribed course. Prescribed simply means pre-written. It is a course that God has set. In other words, our times, our circumstances, our trials, our troubles, our pains, our aches, our sorrows, our bereavements are all in His hand. This prescribed course has a predetermined end. In other words, there is a goal. There is a finishing line. And to quote again the words of Philippians 3, we are called to forget the things that are past, to look forward to the things that are to come, and to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You'll see immediately that such a race requires all the concentration of all your energies. It requires a great and vigorous exertion, and it requires total commitment. You read Hebrews 11 again. Look at those men, starting from Abel, right the whole way through the Old Testament. Do you not see that with all their faults and failings, and they had them, yet there was a concentration of energy and of output for the one great thing that really mattered? That's the nature of our calling. Christianity is not a part-time job for any man of God. There's no such thing as a part-time Christian. We have got to the place of thinking that full-time service belongs to ministers and youth ministers and missionaries and people who are on the staff of a church. Yes, they have a full-time job. But so do you. It was Bob Jones Sr. who emphasized that ultimately to the Christian, there should be no distinction between the secular and the sacred in employment. In other words, all we do must be consecrated to Jesus Christ. And in the daily round and the common task, we are to see opportunities to serve Christ. All our energy is to be given to the work of God and to the honor of the cause of Christ. So that whatever we do unto Him and for His glory. There's vigorous exertion here. It costs. It really costs if you are going to run with patience the race that is set before us. It's going to call for a clear purpose. You've got to get, I don't normally use this language because it's too easily misunderstood, but you have to get your priorities right in a race. That's the only thing that matters. When you think that today there are people who eat and sleep the coming 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. That's their common thought. They are working for that. They are, everything they eat, everything they do, every place they go, it's all with this in view. Now, if that is happening, and has been happening now for a long time, because there are young men and women who have a purpose to make it to an earthly team of sportsmen, how much more should God's people have a clear purpose in view? How much more should they make everything secondary to that purpose of running the race that Christ has set before us? At the end of the day, nothing else matters. I heard a very, very sad, actually a very troubling story. Something that happened just a few weeks ago of a man who should know better. I can only conclude that he's lost out with God, who has now said, "My goal in life." This is a man who for years has been in full-time service.
Now, my goal in life is to be a millionaire, and I will make it. His advice to his son, setting out in life, was you have three things. You've got Christ as your Savior. Sounds good, but listen to the rest. Got your health. And go after money in a big way. The kindest thing I can say about the man is he's an idiot. If that's what he really believes. Everything should be secondary to the running of the race. And when you get to the finishing line, when the time that matters really comes, tell me, what else that you've ever done will be of importance? What else? How important will it be to a man to say, well, I made my millions, but my family go to hell? Or I gain great success among men, but I brought dishonor to the name of Christ. Where's the gain in that? None whatsoever. You have to make everything else secondary to the purpose of the race. According to 2 Timothy 2 and 5, when you strive, you must strive lawfully. And it's true, if you're going to run, you run according to the rules. Our exertions, and this will come into sharper focus tonight when we study in the book of Judges the life story of Jephthah. Our exertions must be more than mere zeal. Our exertions must be regulated by the Word of God, and especially by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that zeal in itself is not a commendable thing. I forget who it was first said, it's been said by so many people since, that a fire in the grate is a wonderful servant, but outside of the grate, a fire is a destroyer. Regulated by the Word of God and according to the gospel, zeal can be harnessed to serve the cause of Christ, and it's a wonderful and a beautiful thing to see Christians who have zeal. My, I detest this half-hearted, dead, fly-in-the-ointment type of Christian that you get. I wonder why God's people are so lacking in zeal. I wonder how it is that we can sit back and just be so careless about the things of God. We can apparently take them or leave them. We can come or we can not come. Any excuse is good enough to be unfaithful in the house of God, unfaithful in the place of prayer, unfaithful in our giving, unfaithful in our reaching out to souls. Anything does is an excuse for too many Christians. You wonder why Christians should have so little zeal. You stop to think that you'd be in hell today were it not for the grace of God. You ought to have zeal. When you stop to think that it took the blood of the Son of God incarnate to purchase your soul, you ought to have zeal. When you think that He has graven you upon the palms of His hands, and He's upholding you at the throne of grace, and He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I'll sustain you, I'll support you, I'll bless you, I'll lead you, I'll use you, I'll fill you. My, you ought to have grace to have zeal for God. Zeal. Regulated by the Word of God is a wonderful servant, but unregulated, just wildfire,
will destroy both the man that has it and all that he touches. And the big thing about this race is, of course, that it's getting nearer the end. It's progressive. Now, in a race, you vary speed. In athletics, this wouldn't worry you. I mean, in a mile race, though, mind you, nowadays are getting so good that they nearly run all four laps at the same speed. But in a mile race, they normally have some variation of speed. There's a testing out of the opposition. There's the point mid-race where the test is made somewhat more tough to see what the other fellows have. There's the sudden spurt to put distance between you and the field. And then there's the kick for home. There's a varying speed, but it's always making progress. Always making progress. Christians get worried about this at times. You can't live your life at breakneck speed, but you can live your life constantly making progress. And the varying speed of a Christian's life is going to be determined by many things. Speed varies. A runner may be running into the wind. He may be running with a tailwind. He may be running in traffic. He may be running in the open space. That's the way it is in the Christian's life. There are times, even in the teeth of the gale of opposition and temptation, there are times when, as happens to a runner, I don't know how they do it, when they run through the pain, sometimes with fractured bones, sometimes with other physical disabilities that happen during the race. There are times when in the Christian's life there are hindrances like that. But with your eye upon Christ and your heart set upon the goal, you must run. You must keep going forward. It is never right for a Christian to stop. Do you understand that? It's never right for a Christian to turn back. It's never right for a Christian, even for a time, to seek to drop out. We are called to run and make progress and keep on keeping on and keep on going on. That requires running with patience. The word patience, actually, I think here has the idea of perseverance. It's sticking it out. Now, how do you stick it out? Well, the second thing these people do is they remind us that this race must be run by faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.